So I'm in a little company called IntelliSense just by George Best Airport in Belfast. And who am I with?
Michael Caulfield.
Michael Caulfield is the CEO of IntelliSense. And Michael, you've just strapped to me, and I've just removed them slightly painfully from my chest, some monitors which are to do with your product. Tell me what your product is.
What we can do is look after your health and vital signs using disposable stick-on electrodes and reusable battery-powered wireless electronics.
So, you've just demonstrated to me that my heartbeat looks pretty healthy. What are the uses of this? How are you marketing this?
What we can do is avoid hospital admissions, avoid patients with cardiac and other illnesses even having to travel to their doctor. They can be monitored in the comfort of their own home, in the comfort of their own office, and the data that comes from our technology to a web-based piece of software is accessible by the clinician to make diagnostic decisions on behalf of that patient.
Now, how come this has happened in Belfast? This is obviously, you know, one place you could set up this business. There are thousands of others with perhaps easier access to the market. Why Belfast?
The answer to that is quite simple. The science required to make that simple description that I just gave you, to make that happen, is really quite subtle and quite comprehensive. And that science was started in the University of Ulster, was matured in the University of Ulster, and was then spun out into this this commercial company. It's a fact, and not a terribly well-known fact, that every ECG electrode that exists and is used on the planet today has its provenance in the University of Ulster's labs here in Belfast.
So another lesson that to have a successful tech cluster, you'll need a good university at the centre of it.
Absolutely, because there's nothing to beat real science. If it isn't real science, everyone else will be able to do it.
Okay, thank you. Well, we'll be using the IntelliSense Vital Signs monitor tomorrow on Breakfast News. It's going to be strapped to me, and we'll see how my heart performs during the programme.